We're going to do the site of Rav Shamshon Astropalia. Shamshon Astropalia was one of the greatest Mekubalim in the time of the Gzeres of Tach V'Tad. He himself was killed then. Ramchal quotes a Meisen Neura from him in the Derech Eitz Chaim, which is introduction to the clock. But this site is a Zgula Nifla, right? And if you contemplate this site, even just once a year, but especially on Erev Pesach, right? So you're muftach lo shunitzo mikol sashon mikol mishol mitzvah mishon v'shum aines. You're promised that you'll be saved that whole year from any type of mikshol, any type of terrible death, or any type of aines. And your enemies will have no control over you. V'chol son of you pludach, and all those that hate you will fall under you. V'chol sheyifne yatzich v'yaskil. Any place that, you know, anywhere you turn, you will have hatzlacha. So it goes, this was a letter that he wrote to some rabban that asked him to explain a cryptic ari. Shom rabbanei eretz kodeh gardev omrim ba-peretz, yatzor shem mechilom v'cheretz, kodeh gardev ba-aretz kolom v'chul chorfei matzor metar v'roshom yis'angu me'atvat olam v'insela, you know, peace to the rabbis of the land, you know, that, you know, uphold the law, you know, and make a fence around the law, Hashem should protect them. Right, and they are the holy ones that are in the land, and each one is in accordance with his sharpness, asks and answers. And may have much peace, enjoy much peace from now until forever. Here's the greeting that he opened up with. I'm going to speak in the epitome of conciseness. Gabe the chidushim that I had regarding the simanim of the 10 makas, the tzach adash ba'achav, hikshamalai ech nirmazaglo be'simanim. So you ask me, where is the remez of the gula in these simanim? V'akshav agal devil chvot toroso mashkos v'arizo b'kushla nikra plos rabos b'shar tetzor nikra shar tzirin perek nun daf mem beis. Perek gimel daf mem beis. I'm going to now read, reveal, you know, the secret of behind of what the Ari wrote in a kuntres called Plos Rabos, right, in the 15th gate, which is called Shari Tzitzrayim, there in chapter 3, you know, page 42. This is the words of Ari. And I already, says the Ari, I already made you aware that Paro was smitten with the 10 makas in Egypt through 3,280 angels of affliction. And these avenging angels, right, circulate, right, in three different firmaments of impurity. One firmament is called Serah, Sin Reish Ayin, right, Shin Smalit Reish Ayin. One is called Tamuch, Taf Mem Vav Chaf Sofit. Vecha Nikra Visha, and the third one is called Visha, Vez Yud Shin Hey Aleph. Balei Masar Nikra Dal Lame Pei Kuf Tes, and above them is a ministering angel, who the letters of its name, we don't say the names of angels because they contain the name of God. So we say just the letters of the letter of the name of the angel is Dal Lame Pei Kuf Tes. Right? Right, so he's a ministering angel over on top of all these angels. V'al kom, and above them also, above this Dalet Lamed Pei Kuf Tes, above him and above all them, is Hasar Nikra Tuf Kuf Aleph, is another ministering angel that's called, you know, Tuf Kuf Aleph, Beracious. And then he cryptically adds the words Beracious. Tuf Kuf Aleph, Beracious, in the beginning. Chasim Me'ashlish is Asara, the third one is missing 10. V'chasim Revi'ah Shisha, and the fourth one is missing 6. V'chasim Me'achi is Shisha, and the ninth one is missing 6. Kakosav Batar is all written in the Torah. These are all the words, the cryptic words of the Ari. And the Ari that he's quoting from continues. V'nei Mashtu Shalak Mitzrim Mitzrayim Eser Makos, V'al Yom Chamishi Makos, that which we find, that the Mitzrim were smitten in Egypt 10 plagues, and on the Yamsuf they had 50 plagues. But Mitzad Hashem Shin Pei Vav, it all comes from the power of the divine name Shin Pei Vav. Shebo Ochus David Ben Yishai, the David Ben Yishai, King David, grabs onto that name. Vashem Amar Haku Vihikam, this name said, smite, and they smit. Vashem Amar Vihika, or another version is, The name was spoken, and then the Makkos followed suit. Mitzad Hashem, Tav Kuf Lamed, but Mitzad, the divine name, Tav Kuf Lamed. Lako Mitzri Mitzrayim, Arboi Makkos, Mitzad, that divine name. The Mitzrayim were smitten in Egypt 40 Makkos, 40 plagues. Valayam Lako Masai Makkos, and on the sea they were smitten 200 plagues. Vashem Amar Haku Vikam, the name was said, and said, smite them, and they were smitten. Vashem Amar Vikor, another version is the name was spoken, and it was, and then Makkos followed suit. Mitzad Hashem, Shin Tzadi Hei, and from the name Shin Tzadi Hei. And one another Nusach has Aleph Shin Tzadi Hei, an additional Aleph. Lako Mitzvah Tzayim, Chamish Makkos, Ve'am Reishnu Makkos, the Mitzvah were smitten in Egypt, 50 plagues, and on the ocean, 250 plagues. So Hashem, Makkos, the name was spoken, and the Makkos were issued. U'b'masha, Koshku Makkibu Margos, what Hashem smites with is how he heals the exile. Uma pishu ma chatu ma ma shmo seru liyok the kor avars a jigo b'shem es halolu dalid ayin beis tari av kafshin chaf beis. And what was this? What was the evil doing? And what was the sin? And yeah, what was the betrayal that our forefathers betrayed to be in the smelting pot of iron until they were revealed, until they were redeemed with these divine names. Dalid Ayin Beis, Tzadi Dalid Av, Chav Shin Ches Beis. These are three names. Akan Lashon Divrei Ari, Zechar Baruch Ayin Shom, Zechar Baruch Ayin Shom. Right, these are the words of the Ari, right, of blessed memory. See there, may his memory, maybe his merit protect us. Hini Moravein Rabbein Akros So Kosov. So our Rebbe, the Holy One of Israel, wrote, meaning referring to Rav Shamshin Me'astropalia, Dharmei Oplos Heim Stumim Chasumim Sogur Vein Barzom. These words are wondrous and cryptic and sealed, and they're closed, and no one could explain them. And the great ones of Israel have asked me to explain to them the words of the Ari, and I didn't tell them. But because of the great, my great love for you, I will reveal this secret, which was revealed to me in a dream, in a vision of night, when slumber befalls people, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu be merciful and forgive the sin of revealing secrets. V'zosim mashu kotzav arizal ha'ino kvar shvatiho shvipan nukav v'eser makos v'elu mitzrayim ha'idei g'ofim reish pei malchei chaba. So what the Ari first said, that I hear, I've made you aware that Paro was smitten with 10 makos in Mitzrayim through 3,280 angels of affliction. Kavanasu kachu, this is what the Ari meant. Ki omru bali kabal maasiyais, right, the ones of kabal maasid have taught us. Sheesh kimo afen resh pei mal kabal mu makos ar shayim la nishim begahenam. There are 3,280 angels of affliction that are appointed to smite the Rishayim and to punish them in Gehenna. Meaning, that's the whole process of smiting a Rasha, right, including in Gehenna, that whole process is administered by 3,280 angels of affliction. The time of Sam, this accomplishes purifying from sin. Vinastu Simon Alzeh, and the Balei Kabbalah, gave us a sign, for this, he found a remes for this idea. L'hakos be'egrof Rasha, the Pasuk says in Yishayo, non ches dalet, right, to smite with a fist, a Rasha, the Resha, the evil. Ki egrof, now the word egrof, Aleph Gimel, Resh Pei, is Rashi Tevis, is an acronym of Gimel, and Aleph is Gimel Lafim, 3,000, and Resh Pei is a numerical value of 280. Slakov Be'egrof Resha, to smite with a fist. Resha Be'egrof is to be inverted to read Gimel Lafim Resh Pei, 3,280. Right, that refers to the Malchei Chaboah, Makim es HaRashoyim, Rasha Resha, HaRashoyim, Vayadam Noka Gampar, Rasha V'Hamitzrim. These are the angels of affliction that smite the wicked, and it is through these 3,280 angels that Paro, HaRasha, and the Mitzrim were also smitten in Egypt. V'omen HaKoshel is so nifla, so I, the writer, Shamsha Mostropalia says it is a wondrous secret. Kasher Nachshu B'Minyan, if you add up the numerical value, B'Minyan, the amount of Mispar, and the number of all the 10 Makkos, Dom, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Orov, Dever, Shchin, Borod, Arabe, Choshech, Makas, Bechoros. You add up the gematria of all those words that we just said, right? All the 10 Makos and the last Maka, Makas, Bechoros. You have to add the word Makas in also, right? So Dum is gematria 44, Tzvardeh 444, Kinim is 110, Orov is 272, Dever is 206, Shechin is 368, Varad is 206, Arba is 208, Choshech is 328, Makas Bechoros, right, those two words together is 1,094, Sacha Kol, it all comes out to 3,280, Gimal Afim Reshpe, Olim Becheshbon, right, so if you add up all these, Eser Elas Kashev, because I pull Os Beos, right, you know, if you add up these 10 Makas, the way I spelled them out over here, letter by letter, Olim Becheshbon, Gimal Afim Reshpe, Mamash Day, add up exactly to 3,280. These letters add up exactly to this amount. Romans will go for Reshpe Machanos, Malache Chabod, that allude to the 3,280 camps of the angels of affliction. Hamunim Lanish Tara Shroim, that they are appointed to punish and to purify the evil. Zeb Pshat Nifa Ayin Lo Rasa. This is an amazing pshat that no one has ever seen before. That the gematria of all 10 Makos, the way the Rav Shamshon Mel Stropalia spelled them out over here, comes to exactly 3,280. That's what the Ari said, that the Eser Makos was Sachakol 3,280, meaning with all 3,280 Malachim combined, administered the 10 Makos. But 10 Makos is like total retribution that is administered, you know, by all 3,280. Now, this gematria only works if we write Kinim without a Yud, so we'll just write Kinim Chof Nun, Mem Sofit, Orov Chaser Vav, and Orov also missing a Vav, so we have to write it Ayin Resh Beis. Choshech Chaser Vav, and Choshech also missing a Vav, then we just write Choshech Ches Shin Chaf Sofit. Zemash Chaser Rizal, and this is what Yari was alluding to. Chaser Menashlishis Asara, the third one is missing 10. Pirush, and Yari meant to say, Mimaka Shlishis, the third Maka, she Kinim, which is Kinim Chas Yud, it's missing a Yud, it's missing 10. The Chasmer via Shisha, and the fourth one is missing 6. Pirush, it means, Yari meant to say, Mimakar Avias, from the fourth Maka, she Orov, which is Orov, Chaser Vav, it's missing a Vav, so it's minus 6. The Chasmer Shisha, and the ninth one is missing 6. Pirush, Minash Shish, she Makas Choshech, Chaser Gang Vav, from the ninth Maka, which is Makas Choshech, also it's missing Vav, and it's supposed to be spelled Chaser, just Ches Shin Chav Sofit. Umash Kasav Kakasav Atar, that's what the Arizal said, that they're missing such and such. Kamo Shekasav, Shekas Kumash Shekasav Batorah, as is written. Kakasav Batorah, as written in Torah. Ratzom Shkengsun Batorah Chaser, Kanisko, because, that's the way it's written in the Torah scroll. The Torah scroll writes, Kinim without a Yud. And Orov without a Vav, and Choshech without a Vav. So that's what Kakosma Torah Parshas Va'era referring to, how it's written in Torah and Parshas Va'era. Kinim Chasir, Kinim is missing Yud, Orov Chasir Vav, Orov is missing Vav, Choshech Chasir Vav, and Choshech is missing a Vav. V'lokomo Shekosma Torah, Shemisarim Ago Klom Lehem, and that's what he said, Kakosma Torah, as opposed to the way it's printed in the Sidurim, that the Baal HaGadah writes them out, full, right? So Kakosma Torah, where it's written Chasir, and when we do it the way I wrote it, as it's written in the Torah, so the gematria works out not less and not more than 3,280, referring to the angels of affliction, that punished the evil, and they are the ones that were punished the Mitzrayim, because of Parvas, Mitzrayim, Beilu, Shoshu, Kibshutuma, and they are the ones that punished the Mitzrayim. And then smoke Paro and Mitzvah Mitzrayim with these three Rakim of Tumah. Now, what is these three Rakim of Tumah? Mashkozer shall go for Rashmi Malchabam, son, but give him Rakim, that which he rewrote these 3,280 angels of affliction, circulate around three firmaments. Echon Nikra Sarah, one is called Sarah, Shin Resh Aleph, Ayin, Shin Resh Ayin. Echon Nikra Tamuch, one is called Tamuch, Taf Mem Vav Chav, Sofit. Vecha Nikra Vishon, one is called Vez Yud Shin Hey Aleph. Gambazeshon Soy Godo Veniflo Venaira Shetikin Amagid B'Mashe Kosav. And with this, we have a great secret that is wondrous and awesome, right? That which the Magid, the Baal HaGadah said in what he wrote. Shinimas Divrei Amagid B'Mashe Omer, it's alluded to in the words of the Baal HaGadah. And what he said, Elu Eser Makos Shevi. Eser These are Eser Makos Shehevi. Eser Makos Shehevi. Eser, right, is Heim Osius Sarah. Eser, Sarah is Eser inverted. Makos Osius Tamuch. Makos is, you know, the word Tav Mem Vav Chav is Makos inverted. Shehevi, Eser Al Shehevi is Osios Visha. Shehevi, Visha is inverted, you know, inversion of the letters Shehevi. Eser Makos Shehevi. Nimas Ba'elu Arokim Shal Tumash Mem Gimel Lafim. Reshvi Machel Bosh Loko Paro Viku Zorai B'minyan Makos Shehevi. Minyan Yud Makos Elu Vu Pelgado. So that Elu Eser Makos Shehevi. So the Baal goes to the 10 Makos. So add up to 3,280. Where are the Eser Makos Shehevi? They come from these, you know, those 3,280 angels. You know, go around the three firmaments of Sarah, Tamuch, and Visha, which are alluded to, Eser, Makos, Shehevi. Vu Pelagon is a great wonderment. Mashkos Balema Sarni Kra Dal Lame Pe Kuf Tes. And when I say that above them, you know, is the angel Dalit Lame Pe Kuf Tes. Kavanosi, Shishem Ze Shor Shoyotzi Mitzrim, that ministering angel actually has his root from the word Mitzrim. Right, Boson Kodosels Mitzrim. They're the Oisius that come before the Oisius Ha Mitzrim. Ela Esmak Sheva Kodosh Brachu Al Ha Mitzrim. On the Oisius that are before Ha Mitzrim. Right, Ha Mitzrim. So Dal Kodosel Le Hey. Dalit precedes the Hey of Ha Mitzrim. Lamed Kodosel Le Mem. And Lamed comes before the Mem of Mitzrim. Pe Ha Mitzrim, right? Pe Korim L'Tzai, Pe comes before the Tzadi of Ha Mitzrim. Kuf Korim L'Reish, and Kuf comes before the Reish of Ha Mitzrim. And Tes Korim L'Yud, and Tes comes before the Yud of Ha Mitzrim. V'amem Achorim, but the last Mem, Shalom Mitzrim, of the word Ha Mitzrim, who Mem Ari was just a Mem to make it plural. V'ena Men Ashor, it's not part of the root. Rozazah, Magad Bomro, Eila Esma Kosher, Kosher Baruch Hu, Al Ha Mitzrim. These are the 10 Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzvah. Klomar Osios Shem Kormos Al Osio Mitzvah, the meaning with through the letters, through the ministering angel, whose letters are Al HaMitzvah, or that precede, are on top of the letters of HaMitzvah. Vavein, understand this very well. I mean, so the angel that was in charge of administering a dafka on HaMitzvah was Dalet Lamed Pei Kuf Tes, that he has a shorish that he is Al HaMitzvah. He's on top of the Mitzvah because his Oisius are the Oisius that directly precede the words HaMitzvah. And understand so, Kikach Kabalti, because so I was received from Hashem, so it was revealed to me. Hashem Atov Yechaper, and may God, you know, forgive that I'm revealing such secrets. Mashikaz Valkula Masar Nikar Tav Kuf Aleph. Now, I said, above him and above all them is a ministering angel called Tav Kuf Aleph Bereshis. Tav Kuf Aleph and the word Bereshis. Kavanaso Ki Roshe Tevas, Jesemakas Tzachadash Ba'achav, Gematria Tav Kuf Aleph, Kamina Sarash, means to say Bereshis as in Roshe Tevos. The beginning of the letters, meaning the Rosh Tevis of the Eser Makos, the Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav is Gematria Tav Kuf Aleph, which is 501. The Tzach is 114, Adash is 374, Ba'achav is 13, Tzach HaKol 501, which is Gematria Tav Kuf Aleph, which is the numerical value of this ministering angel. V'kanoso b'tevas b'reishis, so he said, Tav Kuf Aleph b'reishis, who are reishis, what's all our Rosh HaTevas are. B'reishis meaning the Rosh HaTevas of the Ten Makos, the Tzach HaDash B'achav, is Gematria Tav Kuf Aleph. V'gamu k'minyan asher, now Tav Kuf Aleph 501 is also Gematria Asher, Aleph Shin Reish. Shezeh Sod HaKos V'asher, Lazer Zayim V'kelts V'arbei Al-Psukim Morim L'Sod Asher. Right, so that's the secret of the Pasuk. Eis Asher, I tell your children how I fooled around with the Egyptians, how I played with them. Is Asher, meaning the Tsar, Asher was his halal, through him, his halal to Mitzrayim. We have also many other secrets that that point to the secret of Asher, which is, you know the communion, the Rosh Tevis of these 10 Makos. We have in this more wondrous secrets and hints, and it is the honor of Hashem to keep such things hidden. Alright, Umashkos Hashem, Shimpei Vav, Amar Vikos, Amritzayim, Va'na, Va'yam, Nun Makos, right, and that which he said, with the name Shimpei Vav, right, that name was spoken, Akosh Ruh Smith, Mitzrayim, 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, and on the ocean, you know, on Yamsuf rather, 50 makos. Kavrasin so nifam lara, you know, this he's referring to a wondrous, you know, a wondrous secret which is awesome. Piltush Rabbi Yosef Gleev, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Gleev, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva, the Agoda, Amuska, Ragoda, which has the Agoda, Rabbi Yosef Gleev, Minayan, Rabbi Yosef Gleev, how do we know that every maka was five times as much on Yamsuf? So Mitzrayim was 10. So there was 50. And Rabbi Lezer Omer, Minayin, how do we know that in Mitzrayim was 40 and on the Yam was 200? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin, right, that was on in Egypt, 50. And 250 on the Yam. She says, so Rabbi Yossi Agli, the secret is that Rabbi Yossi Agli, the gematria of these three words together, Rabbi Yossi Agli, Rabbi is 212, Yossi is 86, Haglili is 88, is gematria simpe was, so the gematria of 386. Mamash Mechumen, exactly, 386, like gematria of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Vayin Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that means Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, I literally, Pirush Hashem Shim Pei Vav, the name Shim Pei Vav, which is, you know, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, from the Shorsh, that name, Shim Pei Vav, Omar Vigosom, that's what, that name was used to inflict this type of dimension of the Makos that was 10 in Mitzrayim and 50 Alayam. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Shorosh HaNeshama tied into the name Shim Pei Vav, right, and that's why gematria of Rabbi Yossi Agli is Shim Pei Vav 386. Gematria of Rabbi Yossi Agli and Dov Ben Yishai also holds on to name Shim Pei Vav. Pirush Dov Ben Yishai, the gematria of David Ben Yishai, David 14, Ben 52, Yishai 320, also comes out to 386. Ubo Soshem Dafka, he calls him with that name, God smote them in a manner that was 10 in Mitzrayim and 50 on the Yamsuf. Sode Raza, Sefer Sode Raza, or another Nusach of this site says, it's a wondrous secret. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi was a spark of Dov Ben Yishai. Vashem Davka Yovo Ben Yishai, and with that name also of Shim Pei Vav, Ben Yishai is destined to come. We have more great secrets in this and awesome secrets, but the basic gist is as we said. So, but to sum it up, Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer, as in the Shem Shem Pei Vav, was spoken, and then was 10 in Mitzrayim and 50 Aliyah. Let's go to Tzad Hashem Tavkuf Lamed, Lokum Mitzrayim Arba'im Makos, Vayom Lokum Masayim Makos, and said, Mitzad Hashem Tavkuf Lamed. The Mitzrayim were smitten 40 Makos in Mitzrayim, and on the Yamsuf, 200. Romas Asor, Kavnosu Besoid, Rabbi Yossi Agli Gematria Tavkuf Lamed. Rabbi Eliezer is Gematria Tavkuf Lamed, is Gematria 530. Rabbi 212, Eliezer 318. Altogether 530, you know, gematria tafkuf lamed. Right. My Rabbi Elazar Dafka, Shu, Gematria Shem Tafkuf Lamed, you got Rabbi Elazar, who Dafka, who is his name is Gematria 530, said, and he was Makeh, Hanjom Elmero, such who sees Summer Shashem Tafkuf Lamed, Makos. He holds that, you know, the name, the divine name, which is the same Gematria as his name, is what caused the Makos to Mitzrayim, and if it came from that name, it would have been 40 in Mitzrayim and 200 on the Yamsuf. Mashkos Mashal Shin Sadi Hey, or Aleph Shin Sadi, for what he wrote that the name Shin Sadi Hey, or according to some new scholars, Aleph Shin Sadi. Loko Mitzim Mitzrayim, come out, right, that's what they got 50 in Mitzrayim and 250 on the Yam. Karso Ki Rabbi Akiva, Gematria Shin Sadi. Akiva is Gematria 395. Rabbi 212. Akiva with an Aleph, right, at the end is 183. So Sacha Kol 395, and it's Aleph Shin Sadeh Makor. It's Aleph Shin Sadeh with the, you know, just adding one for the word itself. Vayner Rabbi Akiva Dafka Gematria Shin Sadeh, or Makor Gematria Shin Rabbi Akiva Dafka, which is Gematria 395, or with the Kol, it's Gematria 396. Aleph Shin Sadeh Omar Shashem Shadiseh, or Aleph Shin Sadeh Omar Rika. He holds that the divine name of Shin Sadeh, or Aleph Shin Sadeh, which is the same Gematria as his name, was the divine name used, right, and it was spoken, and that's what smote them. He's also each one of these chachamim said the fee, what, you know, his shorash hanashama. So these three divine names, Shin Pei Vav, Tav Kuf Lamed, and Aleph Shin Sadeh, or Shin Sadeh, are alluded to in these three tanoim. We also gematria Shin Pei Vav, we also gematria 386 Shin Pei Vav, we also gematria Tav Kuf Lamed, we also gematria 530 Tav Kuf Lamed, we kiva gematria Shin Sadeh. Right, and it's Gematria, Rabbi Akiva's Gematria 395 or 396, if the name is Aleph Shin Sadeh. Mizel Sol Nifla Vinor Rosin, De Rosin Sima Citra, Naino Gemashkaz, Lamal Kvot Taraso, the Kvot Taras, Lamal Kvot Taraso, Barachum Chabraman is a wondrous secret, right? Secrets of secrets. hidden of all hidden, right? That I've, as I've written before, to Kvoy Torasa, whoever he's addressing this letter to, Vurachu Michaper Aravon, and he who is merciful will be, forgive me for revealing the secret. And what Ari wrote, that which, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu smites with, he also heals the exile. And of course, Kazaf the Kvoy Torasa, as I've written to you, right, Dine Ba'isan Ha'isara Makos, Nirmas Tam Yisrael Mitzrayim, Shemrazim, also Sakadash Bachav, so you also Mitzrayim, Kosh Kosatikor, Bori Pako, also no, Akarz Boku, Vika Bahem Maka Rabba Tokimi, Min Amaka Atwa Borrow Fully Sosh, also Makos Nirmas are full, Shigolam Akarz Boku, Bahem, right, in the letters, the Tzachadash Bachav, in those letters is encoded the whole secret of why we had to go to Mitzrayim, right, and the Eser Makos, which Akoshu spoke Mitzrayim, so Kayadua, Chazal tells, whatever was a Negofla Mitzrayim, or fully so, whatever hurt the Mitzrayim was a spiritual healing for us. So these, the letters of the Oisius of the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, the Oisius of the Eser Makos, allude to the whole reason why we had to go to Mitzrayim, and it alludes to our Tikkun, because where how Mitzrayim smote them was a Tikkun for us. Mashkaz of Ma'aposh, what's up, Be'el Eser, and Nirmaz, Achet, Shalosev, Shigazra, another nusach, but same idea that with you know, these oisis allude to the sin. Of course, you read out to Mitzrayim, and it's also brought the refuah that brought us out of the golos. Mashkos Rakhus golos on b'shem so daladayim base title chavshin chav base right until Akosh will redeem them with these three names daladayim base sadi daladav and chavshin ches base. These three names. Dalet Ayin Beis refers to the first letter of each set of three. Rabbi Yehuda gave Simarim Tzach Hadash Barav. The first letter of Tzach is a Dalet. The first letter of Hadash is an Ayin. And the first letter of Ba'achav is a Beis. Dalet Ayin Beis are the first letters of Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. Ba'akach Shem Tzadiyah is Aleph. And then the second name over here is Tzadiyah. Heim Oster Shnir Shol Tzach Hadash Barav. The second letter of Tzach is a Tzadi. And the second letter of Hadash is a Dalet. And the second letter of Ba'achav is an Aleph. So that's Ayin, Dalet, Tzadi, Dalet, Aleph. Tzadi, Dalet. Second letter of the Tzach, Tzadi. Second letter of Adash, Dalet. Second letter of Ba'achav and Aleph, Tzadi, Dalet, Aleph. Right? Second name. Vaka Chavshin Chesbeis. It must be Shlisha Shul Tzach Adash Ba'achav. And Chavshin Chesbeis refers to the third letter. Chav. The third letter of the Tzach is a Chaf. The third letter of Adash is a Shin. The third and fourth letter of Ba'achav is Chesem Beis. Right? So Chaf Shin Chaf Beis also should Tzach Adash Ba'achav. Shagosh Hu Bolsanu Ba'em Bolsa Makosh Yiku Tzayu Ba'em Nemazar Afuah Vagul Yisrael. Right? So these again, so it's an inversion of the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. It's an inversion of the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, referring to, again, the Makos that the Mitzrayim were smote and which was refuah to us. He just says the same thing over in just different words. Right, so what I saw in a wonderful Sefer, I can't remember from who, from a Smartisha, that this last piece of this site, which is the most complicated, is very simple for those who are a little bit understanding of the Kabbalah of the Ari, that in times of all our bad times are in Shvira, when we're everyone fragmented, all gullus and all setbacks are all besoid Shvira Sakelim, right, from the Olam HaTohu, when where everything was Nekudim, it was just dots, disconnected dots. The Tikkun is to pull things together in Kavim, in the Seder of Kavim, in the Seder of lines, Tohu, all the spheres are one on top of the other, all 10, straight down in a straight line, one on top of the other, in the lashon of the Zayar in the Idra, Kayomer Echad Samchu, right? Just standing on one leg, all 10 spheres, one on the bottom of the other, right? And one and that has no kiyum, it's one leg, right? And the kiyum was to be misader the spheres in kavim, right? The right line chesed, the left line, the gvura, and the middle line. Right, is Tiferes, and then that stable three-line configuration, it's in lines, and it's a stable tripod, and he says the Eser Makos, this final card, Dalet Ayin Beis, right, is all the first ones, you know, refer to the chasadim. If the 10 spheres, or if the 10 makas are connected to 10 spheres, so the first of each set are the chasadim. So they have to be all in one line. Dalet on base. Three chasadim in one line. Right? Tzadi, Dalet, Aleph, the second letters of the Tzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu refer to the gvuras. So they all have to be grouped together and as the left line. And Chof, Shin, Ches, Beis, right, refers to the Kav, you know, Kav HaRachamim, right? And it'll be Keneged, right? You know, it'll be connected all the spheres in the middle, right? The you know, the Meichen and the Malchus, at, you know, the Meichen, the Tiferes, the Yesod, right? And the you know, the you know, all being Mashpia in that way, right? So it's all to be Mesader, the Eser Makas Besoid Kavin, then the Kavin, there's three to the right, three to the left, the Chasodim to the right. And the first of the Tzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dalet Beis are the Kav Yamin, and the second one of the Tzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the Gvuras, so that's, you know, that's will be the Kav Smol, Tzadi Dalet Av, and Chav Shin Ches Beis are the Meichin, and then the, you know, the Tiferes and the Malchus, you know, in that configuration, meaning, you know, the, you know, be the Keser, right, the Tiferes and the Yesod and the Malchus down the Kav Haim Tzai, right, something along the, yeah. I mean, Chachma, I mean, Dalet Ayin Beis would be connected Chachma, Chesed and Netzach, right? Tzadi Dalet Aleph would be connected Bina, Gevura and Hoid, right? And Chav Shin Ches Beis would be connected Keser, Tiferes, Yesod and Malchus, right? Beside the Kavim, and that's the Sod of Tikkun, and that's the Sod of Geula. And that's what we're waiting for also, that we should be granted, we're fragmented around the world, we should all be put together, Besod Kavim, and that'll be the Gula Shema. Right, maybe the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us the Bias of Mashiach, with the Malachim der Shach to the Gula Achrona, right, to the final redemption, speedily in our days, you couldn't buy no mikro shekosov and be fulfilled us. The passage that says, Kimei tzetzchem v'ratzayim, and it flows, like the days you left Egypt, I will show you wonders. Amen, netzach salved. Amen, forever, selah v'ed. Achayu adi aziz, rodan don shakom, ayin besodra, the nifla v'nor zam chono, and I want to tell you, right, that it was revealed to me that anyone who analyzes this secret, right, you know, properly, afil pachas b'shona, even just once a year, u'b'chol, u'b'yoyser, arvi v'sochem, and certainly on every Erev Pesach, how much more so? Muftach shu nitzol mutzol mikol sashana mikol mishu vishona vishumar asvayim shu ba yivva v'chol b'yu putachtov kol yivay atziach b'yaskom yisayin. So all that year, you'll be saved from any type of if stumbling or terrible sudden death, or any being forced 91, and his enemies will not have no control of him, and all those that hate him will fall under him, and everything where he turns, he will have hatzlacha and enlightenment. Amen. Selah. Chag Kosher Sameach, everybody.